Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Here we are, finally Friday, thanking our sponsors, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Capps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. I'm Kevin. We've got Bill Gant in the studio, too.
Hello.
Good morning. And on the phone, we've got Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone this morning?
Doing well.
Doing good.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where does White's Fest come from?
I know. It came from the sky, and it's all right. It'll be out of here in a couple days.
It's
supposed to be 58 on Monday.
Hey, we'll take that, will we?
Yeah, right?
For sure.
Well, we have got so much going on, Mayor, as we always do, but as we've come out of COVID, hopefully stronger and smarter and wiser, we're going to get back to a regular lifestyle in Frankfort, and we've got a bunch of things we could talk about. I first want to ask you about the most recent Coffee and Conversation that you guys had. I think the last one was at Gym City Junction there on Clinton Street. How did that the first one go?
You know, I think it was very successful. Actually, there were more people there than I expected, but that made me very pleased. I think it's important that the community knows that they have a place to come to talk to us, to have a conversation. All the department heads were there with me. They talked a little bit. It was very good. I thought we had a lot of good open conversation. We had citizens there as well as business owners. So I was excited about it. That's exactly what we're hoping to happen. And hopefully more will show up then for the one on the 17th of this month.
Yeah, that's coming up just a few days, 6 days from now, March 17th.
Yes.
And
yes.
Is the time working out pretty well? I like the 2 to 4 because that gives people different, you know, times of the day that they could maybe go if they work a different shift or something.
Yeah, that's what we were hoping for. I think we're going to try to do also some evening ones, you know, and see how that goes as well, and maybe change the location. We're just going to try to move around a little bit each month and see what works best for everyone.
Very good. We've had Ken Hartman back, coming back a little bit, helping with covering some meetings and such, and I know he had went to the Board of Works and City Council earlier this week. What's a couple of the big issues we're working on, Mayor?
Okay, right now the big thing that we're looking at, of course, has been for quite some time, is our aquatic center and our police station. So I haven't put this out publicly yet, but it looks like there's a good chance we'll have groundbreaking at the aquatic center on April 1st. That's our goal right now, so that's very exciting. I know, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And then probably in a few months we'll have the groundbreaking for the police station as well. So those are some big things that we're still looking at. Of course, we're getting ready for spring and summer. Kimberly Black has been working so hard on getting events ready for Prairie Creek Park, and there's so many exciting things that are going to happen. Marty at the Parks Department as well is looking at things that we can do at the parks, and we have an Easter egg hunt with a breakfast at Arborwood coming up. So I'm excited about that. We're just getting the final details on it, and that's sponsored by different organizations and people within the city. So I think it's exciting to see the community involved in these things.
Mayor, we had Bart Craning on earlier this week, and he was talking a little bit about the Aquatic Center, and some of the things he was talking about was really exciting with it being obviously larger, some of the amenities that we'll have in that. And one thing I loved as a history guy was keeping the bathhouse there and kind of remodeling that.
Absolutely. I'm so glad we're able to do that. I mean, it's going to take some renovation, but I think it's very important that we keep it. That, like you said, that's history there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to destroy that. And I know I, as a child, went there. I think my parents went there, you know, so it's been there quite some time, and we want to hang on to some of that. So, but it's going to be great. I'm excited for it. I think it's something like we've never had in Frankfort before. So hopefully the citizens are going to be pleased to be able to use that.
Well, it sounds exciting. And Mayor Sheets, you said that the groundbreaking for the new Aquatic Center will be April 1st. No fooling?
Right. Right now, that's the goal. It's April 1st at 2 o'clock.
No
fooling. April Fool's.
Okay.
Snuck
that one in there. It's a Friday. Forget about it.
And that's good for the police station, too. I thought that might be a little later this year, but if we could get something rolling in a couple months when we had the chief in here earlier this month, I think it was, late last month, he was talking about once this gets rolling, we'll probably have it done, hopefully, knock on wood, in about 18 months.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Wow.
So that's exciting. I mean, there's some great things going on. You know, sometimes it's a little frustrating or discouraging, but, you know, there's just a process you have to go through.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm somebody I wanted, like, let's move on it. Let's get this done.
Yeah, right. What happens to the old police station, the old post office, the building that's been a couple different things? Who owns that, and what can we do with that?
Okay, the city of Frankfort owns it now. I have had different people approach me that may be interested in it. Nobody's made any commitment or anything like that, but we have had people show interest in it. And so I'm hoping that we can keep it, maybe like a community building, maybe office space, maybe, you know, an organization that could take that over.
Yeah.
I'm not in any way in favor of, you know, not having that building there. Like you said, that's history. That's part of Frankfort. So
yeah,
we want to keep it there. Let's get somebody in there that can offer something to our community.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Yes.
So over the next couple months, things will be happening hot and heavy. As you said, Kimberly Black has been working hard, and she's been communicating with me, too, on, you know, different things coming up at Prairie Creek Park. And I know Board of Works or City Council had approved a pretty hefty budget for that as well. And I know that she had mentioned two or three of the musical acts and artists that will be down there. But this is really just our second year with Prairie Creek Park, and really our first year of fully being open COVID-free.
Exactly. So I think it's going to be an exciting year for us. I think people are going to get out, enjoy the bands, enjoy the entertainment. Like you said, and I said too, Kimberly's worked so hard on this, and I can't wait. I think it's going to be a really exciting summer for us.
And the splash pad's fun too. I know I see kids over there all the time when it was opened, and that's been real good. And then we'll have that coupled with the Aquatic Center over at TPA Park. So, also, Bart said, and he couldn't give us anything too detailed, but he said he'll have an announcement on Dorner Park pretty soon, too.
Yes.
Something big coming up, so.
Something big, so everybody hold on. We're
all
about
right
to put out some exciting news. So
good deal. All right.
Yes.
Well, Mayor Sheets, I think the timing of the construction, the projects are great, and then actually the economy and the way things are going actually kind of works in your favor this summer, because I think you have a lot of people with high gas prices looking for local entertainment that I can walk to or get to that's close. So I think you're going to do very well.
Right. I think they're going to be able to find plenty of things to do in Frankfort this summer. And like I said, I think that's so exciting for our community. It's something that's need to happen. Thankfully, COVID is over and we can be out and enjoy things. And it's been a discouraging couple of years for people.
Yeah.
And I think we're ready to, you know, to move forward and have great things happen.
Yes.
All right. Well, Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets, anything else you care to leave us with before we let you go on this Friday?
I can't think of anything.
All right.
Everyone just be safe out there, and let's all look forward to a great spring and summer for the city.
That sounds great. Bill has one final comment, and I just wanted to say I saw you the other night at the Frankfort Middle School concert.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw you walking in, because we have a couple kids there, too, doing things. But I didn't want to yell, "Hey, Mayor," and embarrass you or anything. So I was trying to catch your attention, but I didn't want to embarrass you. So.
You could have. Hey, that was a great concert, too,
wasn't it?
I'm so proud of those kids. I love it. I was there for the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
I've stayed for the 6th and 7th, so yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I loved it.
Bill has one final comment here.
I was just glad that you started something like coffee and conversation. I'm glad that a lot of people are showing up to that afternoon session, and you had said that maybe you can add an evening session sometime, and I just wanted to have a little bit of input. Kevin and I have kind of kicked it around. You know, coffee and conversation is fabulous for the afternoon, but maybe that evening session could be you know, whiskey and words. You know, there's a lot of Veritas and vino. There's a lot of truth when you get a couple drinks in somebody. So just an idea, Mayor, just floating it out.
Well, we were kind kind of thinking more on the ice cream line.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that'd be all right, too. I'll just drink before I show up, ma'am.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Frank Ferrer, Judy Sheets, thank you for your time today, and thanks for playing along with that crazy guy in the corner there.
You're welcome. Thank you, and everybody have a great day.
You too.
All right, you too, and have a good weekend. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. More Party Line next on WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice into the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7 day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Join WILO for Inside the Huddle every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Don Stock and Jamie Blacker have the latest in high school sports all throughout the region. Each week, the guys talk with local coaches and players covering all sports throughout the area. Plus, we have the last five programs on demand at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and the replay every Sunday night at 8. It's Inside the Huddle, live every Saturday morning, 9 o'clock on WILO.
When you need to know.
Trying to get those at least opened up anyway. You know, may not be in the best of shape, but they are opened up so people can drive. And then we came in and started hitting the mains again this morning. So
on the air first when seconds count.
County Highway, the Sheriff's Department, Central Dispatch, EMS, they kind of gather all their input, what they're seeing, and pass that along to Daryl Sanders, our EMA director, and then he and I consult as well as the other commissioners and come to a decision when it's time to go.
The news team you've come to depend on.
And that's what's important for us. That gives everybody the opportunity to do their job, you know, to get the streets cleaned off, if emergency personnel needs to get through.
Your official weather station.
Where that ultimately sets up, that's going to really depend on how much snow will fall, at least tomorrow.
Now with even more coverage at 96.9 and 102.7 FM, WILO.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to Wild's Party Line. Just about 7 minutes left in the program. If you want to get in on the conversation, you can do so at 659-3338. Want to thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, your Edward Jones advisor, Brett Capps, Big Deals, save money right now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Simple Time Antiques, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, and Vierks Fine Jewelry, in Lafayette. I'm Kevin with Bill over there.
Good morning.
Morning. And we've also got Jamie Blacker in the studio here as we're getting ready for our phone conversation with Coach Gene Cady of the Purdue Boilermakers, I guess former coach, although that's still weird to say that, you know, former coach. It just,
well, he'll be 86 this year.
Is that right? Wow. Right. Well, he was actually getting around pretty good then.
Yeah, he was.
He's just
sharp as a tack, and I mean, there was one point where one of his helpers was like slowing down the line on signing stuff, and he let her know. And it's like, now I know what a huddle felt like.
Keep them up. Yeah, that's right.
We're inside the huddle.
Very good.
Hey, can you go back to that intro music?
Yeah. You want to hear the
Fine Young Cannibals?
Fine Young Cannibals.
Here we go.
FYC if you're way hip.
Yeah.
It's taking us back a little bit.
Yeah.
She
drives me crazy.
That's the best of the 70s and 80s.
Right?
Well, of course. Okay. Yeah, sure. This is in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
In the 90s.
Yeah, the 8th grade dances.
Yeah. Glasses all kind of messed up.
Yeah.
See, the guys that don't remember this right now, they need to be the ones helping you with your website.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes.
That's a good point.
If you know who
that's
that is.
That's my rule of thumb with the firehouse. When they don't remember things I remember, then those are the guys you go to help on the computer.
They're
work.
The tech guys.
Yes. That's how you figure it out.
Well, nice. I've said more than once, when we get a new piece of equipment, I just need a 12-year-old to show me how to work it.
Absolutely.
That's bring in one of the kids.
There's some
weekend.
High school seniors probably looking for an internship this summer.
Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure that's the case. So, again, tomorrow morning on Inside the Huddle, we'll have Jamie. Is Don coming in this morning?
He's supposed to.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I believe he'll be here because, he's got all the knowledge on Carroll for the most part. He's followed them, you know, very close because he's watched a lot of their games or carried all their games. So he's supposed to be here.
Very good. So we'll have both of those interviews tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
He'll be on his way tomorrow to LaPel. That's why we're taping everything today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coaching a 5th grade girls basketball game in the morning. So
yeah, okay,
all right. Where are you headed?
To Clinton Central.
Okay,
county attorneys tomorrow.
County attorney. Uh oh.
How many games have you guys played? Has your team had
about 9. We've had 2 or 3, you know, snowouts here in February, so a little bit shorter season than normal. But if you got to need a fix on local basketball, tomorrow's probably it.
Okay.
After the county attorney. Maybe a few junior high games next week, and then it's over.
It's done.
Until
baseball time.
You'll have to go to Legacy or somewhere in Lafayette and watch them play.
True. Right.
Very good. Or maybe go back and watch Hoosierland TV archives a little
There
bit,
you
too.
Go.
I had a thought. I was listening to you on the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're approaching that wrong. You just need to tell, I'd say, you'll cover that game and then sell it to them because that's what they do around the state.
Yeah, you know, that's not
bad. And then they put it on their... On their website, and then they charge people,
right?
But they might pay you to do it, so
yeah,
just something to think about.
There's a paywall there for sure, and I doubt they'll pay us.
Actually, I think this year they're all free.
Okay,
because last year in a COVID year they charged big money for that, and people got upset.
They
so
got
this
the backlash.
This year they're doing all tournaments for free.
And see, that's something I can get behind. I'm just surprised they even offer it as a video, and I don't know how many
groups would
have.
So every game in the state should be televised tomorrow if you can find it on the web.
Okay, very good. Or listen here at Wilo.
Right.
Yes.
And you could watch it on.
Watch it and listen to Don and Carl. That's what I would do.
That's the idea.
Come for the game.
Stay for the party,
stay
man.
For the party,
come on. You don't get that on IHS AA TV.
Well, we also want to say congratulations and thank you to all of our Ag Day sponsors, as we'll be having Ag Day next Wednesday right here at WILO. It's always, you know, the first year I came here, I think we did it from Hoops, the former Hoops.
I think you did.
Restaurant, and they've done it all over for many years. I don't even know how many years we've done Ag Day, but it's at least 20. But as we pulled some TV in the last couple of years, we've decided to, and then COVID came, we decided to just start hosting it since we have the palatial Casper Media
That's right,
facilities
Studio C,
now.
Where it all happens.
We remodeled and everything a few years ago, and it all happens in Studio C.
That's right.
So we'll be doing that live next Wednesday, It starts hot and heavy right after Party Light here. 9:30, we'll start with all of our guests. We're, of course, having Melissa Miller and Adam Shanks going to be our hosts. We'll take our break from 11 till noon for mm-hmm. AgriTalk. We'll play our Wylo Farm at noon, noon to noon 15 or so. And then we will have one more guest, and then we're going to have the roundtable, which is Women in Agriculture.
Yes.
So we had heard Melissa talking earlier this week that Adam's a little scared because of all the estrogen in the room that day.
Yeah.
But I told him he can come over here. I'll be running the board. We can take care of the guys.
Yeah.
Bill can help him out.
Yeah.
That's right. I can go in there. And sure. Hey, and incidentally, too, the best part of that day, too, delicious food from Rodney Mounts and CNR Catering.
Yeah,
thank you
that's
very much.
Right.
Yes,
that's right.
Delicious stuff.
And Rodney's going to have a big announcement coming up real soon.
Oh.
Now, Don's going to be here, too.
Oh, yeah. Don will be here, too. Yeah.
Well, it's food's involved, so Don.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. So we've got Ag Day 2022 brought to you by TTG Equipment, Brock Grain Systems, Ivy Tech Community College, the Farmers Bank, and WILO. So thank you. Farmers Bank came on late yesterday, so thank you for that.
Sure.
Also, HoosierLandTV.com, as we continue, there's no way around it. We've got to talk local politics, and I'm looking so forward to these debates coming up mm-hmm. on HoosierLandTV.com and yes. WILO. So we've got Tuesday, March 29th, the debate for Clinton County Sheriff. I am so anxious to hear this.
Sure.
And I know both candidates are anxious to get started on this, too. And the only thing that I worry about with this is I wonder how much we won't be able to talk about, since there's all this happening with the commissioners and sheriff and whatever,
mm-hmm.
How much we can talk about, because the cop out could always be, well, it's in the courts. We can't talk about that.
Sure.
You know, so I hope we get down to getting to the bottom of this thing.
Well,
and I don't think it'll happen in the debate.
No, because that's not what's being discussed.
Yes, yeah. But if we can keep it to the issues. And,
I think
and
your
see,
audience will be fairly large.
Oh, absolutely.
I think you'll have a good in-crowd audience, and I think your Hoosierland TV, you better make sure the web server doesn't crash.
Yeah,
yes.
That's right.
Because there's
going to
be a lot of people keeping an eye on this.
Agreed. So we've got that. Then a couple nights later, we've got a local businessman, Mark Genda, with Genda Funeral Homes, running for State Representative District 41. They've got the incumbent Heath Van Adder, Richard Bagsby, and Shane Wiest. So we'll have both of those for you on HoosierLandTV.com and WILO right here. So those will be coming up later this month.
And those are the kind of things when it comes to, you know, things to worry about or whatever. Watch that.
Yeah.
This is your town.
Yes.
This is something that you can put your hands on and change and do.
Mm-hmm.
Things thousands of miles away, there's nothing you can do about
yes.
it.
Yes.
You got a local man running, so
yeah.
That's good.
That's
I
right.
mean, as you drive around the state and you go to different places where things are really nice,
mm-hmm.
you wonder why.
Yeah.
They've got somebody yeah. in Indianapolis. That's obvious.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Got to have the right kind of people there.
And maybe even in Washington, you know?
If you're not there, they're not going to listen to you.
Authenticity. That's what they're looking for.
All right. Well, Bill, I guess we'll see you Monday, man. Have
yes,
a great
sir.
Weekend.
You too.
All right. And Jamie, we'll see you tomorrow morning for Inside the Huddle.
Yes.
All right. And have a great weekend. Thanks to our Party Line sponsors. And yes, I've had three people text me and ask me if I'm playing the Finally Friday song right after Party Line. And yes, it's coming up here in just a moment, okay? Let's thank our sponsors, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Welty Custom Exteriors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Simple Time Antiques, Big Deals, Brett Capps, Ivy Tech Community College, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Encompass Credit Union. We'll be back Monday morning at 8:30 for that edition of Party Line. Have a great weekend, and go Carol Cougars from WILO.